Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Rachel Eisman, and she's with Jolie Residential. Welcome.
Thank you, Lee.
Well, Rachel, before we get too far into things, tell us about Jolie. How are you serving folks?
Well, we basically take care of all manner of homeowner headaches. The joke is that we're the aspirin to anything overwhelming and causing headaches in homeowners. So that comes down to home maintenance. It comes down to managing anybody who's going to be on the property, whether that's landscapers or HVAC guys. Even nannies and housekeepers will kind of manage all the comings and goings and keeping schedules and keeping records and all the stuff that kind of gets overwhelming and feels daunting, we'll handle for them.
So now, how does your relationship with the homeowner work? It's very interesting for me. Like, I am a guy who owns a house that was from the 50s, and, that's old. And it's got a lot of problems, and I have a long to-do list of things a different order of priority of what I'd like to get done, what I need to get done, what maybe in a few years I'd like to get done. So do you just come in and then we just kind of get a big punch list together and then in phases, then you just help me kind of go down that list?
That's exactly it. We have a couple different ways that we work with homeowners based on what they want to do, but it's essentially taking their to-do list, prioritizing it, and then making sure certain things are hit. And also making sure things are taken care of that the homeowner may not be thinking of at the moment. So, we'll do an initial consultation that includes a full property review where we're looking at, what's going on inside the house, outside the house, when were the systems last maintained, were the gutters cleaned, are you regularly having the windows washed, and create a list from there. And the homeowner will have their own things that they know about from living in the house. And then we just start tackling them one by one.
And then are you kind of the general contractor where these are now your problems once I delegate this to you, and then you're going to help me pick the right kind of person to do the labor to solve the problem?
Exactly. They become our problems. And it simplifies everything for home maintenance, essentially down to one point of contact. So we become that single point of contact for all matters around the home. We help keep records for the homeowner of, we had the HVAC serviced in the fall. It's now spring. Let's get that serviced again and making sure that all those things stay on track. And then if there are any questions or there's anything to add to the list, the homeowner just has to come to one person rather than, who was that guy we used last time? Did we like him? I can't remember. All of that.
So now, how did you get into this line of work?
I like to joke that I was born into it. My father is a contractor in North Georgia, and I grew up shadowing him and learning all about houses at that point. And then when I went to school, I ended up graduating with a degree in interior design. And one of the things I noticed after design projects were homeowners kept calling looking for, I need a little bit of assistance here. And when am I supposed to get that maintained? And who do I hire for that? And so I was actually looking for someone in the role that Jolie holds now that I could refer that business to. And I couldn't find anybody in the Atlanta market who was doing it. So it just looked like a wide open space that needed to be cared for.
So now, how does the relationship work? Is this something like software as a service that I'm just paying kind of a monthly retainer to you and you're there to help me just kind of work through all these things on a regular basis? Or is this a per project?
So I offer both. And that's because every homeowner has different needs and they have different ways that they like to approach things. So we do have a subscription program, which is monthly, and you can just add to the list. And then we'll do on a project by project basis. So for instance, I have a client that we met with in January. We got their entire list for the year. They didn't want to join the subscription program, but as we're ticking off the things, you know, we kind of decided we're going to accomplish all of these in the year. The subscription program just helps automate some of it. So homeowners can still add items to the task list, but it just means we're going to automate the services. The spring maintenance and fall maintenance is just going to happen automatically for them.
Now, how about like in terms of how it works? Am I now, are you, you said you're my point of contact, but are you my point of payment? Like, are I... Yes. Paying you, and then you're paying the people who do the work?
Right. So that's, again, part of the simplification. It's taking it down to just one source. So Jolie becomes that we bill monthly for any of the services that were handled within that month. And the homeowner will still pay, depending on whether or not they're on subscription or hourly or project base, they'll pay whatever that portion is. And then they're still having to pay for the services themselves. For instance, gutter cleaning comes with its own charge. They'll pay for the gutter cleaning. And there's just that little bit of management fee for us handling everything.
And then, so, but my checks are to Jolie, not to Bob.
Correct. Because the checks are to Jolie.
Because if Bob flakes, then Jolie, that's Jolie's problem to find a bill now.
Exactly. Exactly. And luckily, you know, we've been doing this almost 9 years in the Atlanta area. So we have a pretty substantial list of contractors, people that we've vetted, that work well, that show up on time. And in the rare case that somebody falls through, we've got backup.
Now, is this something that I know I'm saving time and maybe some logistic headache, but am I also saving money, or is this something that I'm going to be paying kind of market price for all of these things as well?
In some cases, there is a savings based on relationships that I've established with certain vendors and contractors. And it kind of, I wish I could give you a solid yes across the board. There are savings in various aspects of it, but not fully across the board.
Right. I would imagine, because in some cases, maybe you're getting the best person in the city to do something, but in some cases, you don't need the best person in the city to do other things.
Correct. And, you know, what I've learned in working with homes is that quality is always going to be your cost savings, even if on the front end, it looks like you may be spending a little bit more. It's going to reduce headache on the back end. It's going to reduce the number of follow-up visits. It's going to reduce the amount of maintenance. It's going to reduce the amount of repairs. And you get the best life out of whatever it is that you've done. So that doesn't mean you necessarily have to choose the most expensive, but it does mean that we're looking closely at the record of the vendors, who they are, how they've worked, what their reviews are, and making sure that any work that's done meets the highest Jolie standards.
So now, are you providing like kind of a good, better, best to me, or are you saying this is my recommendation?
Again, that's a little bit depends on what the specific is. We, as often as possible, pull in three quotes, but sometimes I just know immediately who to go to for that particular service based on what the homeowner is looking for, where their budget is, and who can actually provide the work. I mean, that's, again, a benefit of working with someone like us, is that we know these vendors so well. We know what their strong suits are. We know where their pricing generally falls. But that's not to say we wouldn't work with, say, the homeowner's electrician that they've used for the past 15 years. You know, it's very customizable, everything that we do.
So now kind of the day-to-day maintenance, home maintenance for a house, that's one of the services. And then you also help with moving?
Yeah, so that's the other side of the service. So the regular home management side, and then we do full move management. And that's starting from the time the homeowner realizes they're going to need to move. We can help them prepare the house, whether that's, you know, re-landscaping the front yard, touch up paint inside, changing out light fixtures, all of the things to get the home. We call it photo ready, which is just to get it ready for listing on the market. And then we'll follow through and we'll help with any of the amendments to the contract, managing any of those contractors that need to come in and do various things. And then we fully pack them. We contract the movers. We sort of micromanage the way the truck is loaded so that on the other end, items come off in the order that we can immediately start unpacking. And then we will fully unpack and set up the house. And what's great about that is my entire pack and unpack team is professional organizers. So the homeowners start in a well-organized home.
Now, is this geared to people relocating? Is it geared to people downsizing or upsizing? Like, do you have a niche for that? Or is it just pretty much anybody who's moving?
It's anybody who's moving, who's interested in having help. So it tends to be busy professionals a lot of the times, or it tends to be retired couples who are downsizing. Maybe, you know, their children are out of the house. They're ready to get into a slightly smaller place. Tend to be the majority of it. But I'll tell you, we have worked with almost every type of person on the move side because everybody's circumstances are different. And if they need more help taking care of it or just aren't interested in doing all that work themselves, moves are very intense. You know, there are a lot of balls in the air and it can take a lot more time than people think. Like, oh, I have a small house. I can do this, you know, in a couple of weekends. And what we found is that packing and unpacking on each side ends up being about 125 man hours. Depending, of course, on the size of the house, it can be more or the quantity of stuff. But that's a lot of time. It's a lot of hours. You know, if we can throw a team at it and get it done in 2 days, it's a lot smoother for everyone.
Now, when you're helping somebody downsize, what do you do with all their stuff? Like, say they've, you know, had this collection of whatever, ceramic dolls that seemed like a good idea, you know, when the 40 years they lived in their house, but when they're moving to the condo at the beach, maybe isn't a great idea anymore. Do you help them, like, sell it or get rid of it or donate it?
Manage all aspects of it. So if they want to sell it, if they want to send something to a daughter in Virginia and something else to a friend in California, we'll help them ship whatever needs to be shipped. We'll help them consign if it's consignable. We actually just sold a silver tea service that a client no longer needed at auction and got them a pretty decent amount of money for that. So we will figure out where the pieces need to go. And then we also work with a lot of nonprofits in town for donations when people are ready to donate things. So we can work with, you know, say someone has a soft spot for teenage mothers. We know the nonprofit to donate there, or, you know, homeless men. We can take the right things there. Just again, trying to cater it to what that specific client wants and needs.
So then you would kind of do an audit of that as well. Like you'd go, if I think, oh, my whatever collection is, you know, that I'm going to auction that. And you can say, well, maybe that's not the best play for you. Maybe you need to get rid of it this way. Mm-hmm. Like you can, cause you've done this so many times, you have kind of some insight on the best way to get rid of the stuff, like books, you know, might be better, you know, to a library as opposed to, you know, or a college, or like, you know, the right place to put the stuff.
Yes, exactly. And I'll tell you, one of the things that we run into a lot is, people just aren't using antique furniture in the way that they used to, you know? And so when downsizing and there are some really incredible pieces, they end up doing well in consignment rather than necessarily going to your children. We have to tell people a lot of times we're that intermediary when the son or daughter is like, I don't want that piece. And they're like, oh, you know, we could probably consign it over here and get it, get you a little bit of money for it rather than, you know, sending it to someone who isn't truly going to appreciate it.
Right. So now, what is kind of the most rewarding part of the job for you? Is it, you know, just giving that peace of mind, and that I would imagine it takes some weight off of your clients? You know, it's always a back burner and it's always kind of driving them crazy.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it really is. It's that service piece. I love the idea of being able to come in and make something so smooth and easy for someone that was that dangling thought in the back of their head that had been there for ages. And it's overwhelming when you don't have the systems for it, or you're just like, oh, it's going to be so much work. And for us to be able to come in and solve that problem for people so that they can really focus their time and energy on the things that matter to them, that's the best. I mean, I absolutely love it.
So now in the age of COVID, how has your business changed? Like, how do you do the audits nowadays? Is it, am I walking around with my phone and I'm giving you a tour, or are you coming in here with the hazmat suit? Like, how's it work?
Well, we haven't gone full hazmat suit just yet, but we do wear the PPE when we're in people's homes. And then we have the virtual home audit. So the home audits were something we were doing before, and then we've just been able to translate them to being online, which is great, with Zoom and all of the incredible video technology. The homeowner can walk around with the phone and we can look at things, get a full view of the house, and actually be able to say, hey, will you get a little bit closer to that wall? I want to look at this or whatnot. So those have worked out pretty well.
And so then, is that a just part of your service, or is that a fee to do that first? And then you can kind of build in your fee after, you know, kind of get the lay of the land.
Right. So the virtual home audits can be their own separate thing. If somebody's just wanting to get an idea, maybe they're a do-it-yourselfer and they just want to get an idea of what they need to do for their home, because we create a full list for them and give them a report, and I will even recommend vendors for various aspects of it. And then they can take it from there and do it themselves, or they can ask us to do it. And then we'll, you know, move on with whatever the appropriate contract is with them.
So when you do that audit, how many things are on the, you know, like how many kind of items are on? Is that like 10 things? Is it 100 things?
Depends on the house. Depends on what state the property is in and what the homeowner needs. They're basically hour-long consultations, you know, a little bit flex on that. If it needs to be an hour and 20 minutes, no big deal. But it's where the homeowner can really bring their concerns to us. And if they have a big list, we'll put everything down on the list. And if they have a small list or aren't sure that they want to tackle that much, we can, you know, edit to that. I like to put as much as I can on the lists, because I think having the knowledge that something needs to be done is better than not knowing. And then you can decide when to prioritize it. Does that need to happen in the next 3 weeks? Does it need to happen in the next 3 months? Can it wait a year? Right.
Now, like when you're going through the house and like something that could be bothering somebody, they don't maybe even have an idea of what it costs to fix that. Is that, mm-hmm. Do you also give them like kind of a ballpark? Okay. That's a $500 problem, or that's a $5,000 problem. Like, can you kind of give them?
We can talk general numbers like that. I like to say that anytime we're going through, I will give a very rough ballpark number, but they need to get quotes and estimates. You know, especially with virtual, there are some things you can't get into and see that you could see in person. And having that professional, that expert, come and look at it. Say it's an HVAC system that's leaking. We may be able to see the leak on the virtual, but the actual technician could come in and look at it and diagnose where that's coming from, which will tell you, is it just a part that needs to be replaced, or is the system at, you know, at risk itself and you have to replace the whole thing, which could be the difference in that case of a couple thousand dollars.
Right. So now, what's your personal best and what's the longest list you've ever kind of worked through?
Personal best? Well, I think the client I mentioned earlier, we started in January and we did a full year worth of projects at once, just in as far as list and going through. And it's a pretty sizable list. We're getting through it. usually we do, you know, 2 or 3 months out at a time is where is the bite size that clients like to plan for. So that's our most common.
So now, how do you get your business? Is this something where like every real estate agent in town knows who you are? Like who are kind of the referral sources for business for you? Or is it just kind of a word of mouth business?
It's very much been word of mouth to this point. I do have relationships with a couple of great real estate agents in town, and most of it's been word of mouth to this point, which is great because I feel like if you're going to have someone in your home, you want to hear about it from somebody you already trust. So rather than, you know, pulling the name off a billboard, this, if your friend says, oh my gosh, you have to call Rachel, you know, Jolie can solve this for you, you're more apt to trust it. And we are very, very careful about respecting people's homes, respecting their privacy, respecting their stuff. These are huge values for us. So to be referred by someone is also, we take that very, very seriously.
So now that you've been doing this for a minute or two, looking back and then kind of landing on this as what you're doing, has anything surprised you that you would like about this?
Interesting question. You know, I really like the service piece. I really like interacting with people. I really enjoy being able to help. It's just my favorite thing when, like, oh my gosh, you made it so easy, you know? I like the planning of stuff. I like being able to sit down and plan out a project. I started the team early this morning on a packing job. We'll be working with these clients probably for the next 5 days. But, you know, for the past 3 weeks, I've been putting together the project plan. And that's always really fun because then you get to see it execute. But that may just be in part of my wiring from design school.
So now, but do you feel that that's like an itch you'd like to scratch in terms of the design, you know, creativity in building as opposed to kind of maintaining and repairing?
You know, I get an element of that in this. It is maintaining and repairing, but, you know, clients want recommendations for new drapes or reupholster a sofa or that kind of thing. And then the move projects bring a lot of creativity when we're setting up a new home. What is the best layout for the furniture? What's going to make the most sense for how this family lives? So there's definitely an element of creativity still in what we do.
Well, congratulations on all the success. If somebody wants to learn more about your services, or maybe they got to move, or maybe they just want to, you know, kind of fix stuff up a little bit now that we have a lot of time on our hands and you're seeing all those problems that you may not have noticed pre-pandemic.
Right.
What is the website?
The website is JolieResidential.com, and that's J-O-L-I residential. A lot of people like to put the E on the end of it. But we went rogue and it's just 4 letters, J-O-L-I. And the virtual home audit is there, JolieResidential.com/virtual-home-audit. And then Instagram is where we do fun stuff. I'm trying to do in stories, tutorials on how to do little things around the home. So that's a good place. And it's just Jolie Residential on Instagram.
Good stuff, Rachel. Well, thank you again for sharing your story today.
Sure. Thank you, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.